Please turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 5. We'll start at verse 22. Excuse me. Verse 25. When you have it, please say amen. Amen. I'm telling you, God is going to do something in your life. God is going to move mightily in your life on this day. You can expect it. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. And she had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. I want you to underline that she grew worse. And when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. Underline that, as she fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." This is the reading of the Word of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated in His presence. I'll be speaking to you today from the subject, the resolution of our issues. The resolution of our issues. You know, when we look at the issues within our lives, or some of the everyday problems we encounter that seem impossible, issues that seem impossible to overcome, we will often begin to lose hope for a remedy or a cure. We'll often begin to lose hope and think that nothing can help us or resolve our issues. Yvette, can you get the children, please? Nothing can resolve our issues. We will often look elsewhere when we are lacking a favorable outcome, unless we cast away doubt and fear and simply believe that God is able to do the impossible in our lives and help us resolve our issues. Do you believe that today, that God, God Almighty, God, great God, God of the universe, will help us or can help us resolve our issues? Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we ask or think, according to the power that is working with us." Now unto him, not unto the pastor, not unto the preacher, not unto the deacon, not unto my mother or my father, not unto my cousin or my best friend, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, but unto him, unto God and God alone. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we ask or think, according to the power that is working in us. You know, we all have issues. And those looking from the outside tend to believe that our issues are impossible. Those that call themselves our friends and those that are in our circle, they look at the things that we're going through and they say, "You're not going to make it. It just seems impossible. You're not going to make it." They think our issues are impossible to overcome. And when it seems that our issues are becoming too much of a weight and hindering our forward progression, you do know that God is calling you forward. You're always to look forward and to go forward and to move forward. And when we find those issues that are hindering our forward progression, you and I, we must not doubt. We must not fear. We must not be afraid. But we must believe God. We must trust God and know that He is able to do it. If you're having an issue in your finances, do not fear. God is able to do it. Now unto Him who is able to do it. If you're having an issue in your marriage and you need supernatural restoration and supernatural love infused into your marriage, God is able. Now unto Him who is able, not just the marriage counselor. Nothing wrong with getting some counseling. Make sure it's a Christian counselor and make sure it's a godly counselor. And Lord have mercy, make sure that the marriage counselor is married. Now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we ask. If you're having an issue in your marriage, your finances, God is able. And not just able to restore, but able to restore exceedingly and abundantly above anything that you ask or think. The issues of life keeping you depressed and feeling anxious and fearful. Fear not. Stop feeling anxious. Stop feeling depressed. Stop being afraid. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that you ask or think. He's able. He's able. He can do it. Whatever your issue, God has a resolution. He has a resolution. He has a resolution. If it's a marital issue, the resolution comes from God's word. If it's a marital issue, husband, the marital resolution, the issue, the biblical resolution is husbands, love your wife. If it's a financial problem, the biblical resolution is give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. That's your resolution for your financial issue. Give, and it shall be given unto you to pay your bills. It'll be given unto you to take your wife out to dinner. You know, I took my wife out on a date the other night. Yes, we went to a ceremony at the NAACP. They were giving a ceremony. We went there, and we were standing around, and after we met everybody, and I shook everybody's hand, I said, let's go to the diner. Let's go to the diner. And we had a ball. We had a ball at the diner. It was not some fancy restaurant, but it was the diner. We were all dressed up in our suits, and everybody was just coming around. We had a ball! Husbands, love your wife. That's your marital salute. If you're having a financial issue, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down. Whatever your issue, God has a resolution for you. If you will believe, He'll do it. But it is according to the power that is working within you. It's not according to who you know. That won't do it. It's not according to who you connect. That won't do it. It's not according to what they said or what they promised you. But it's according to the power. The power that is working within you and working within me. What is that power that is working within you? What is the power that is working within you? The power is the power of God. The power is God working within you. Working within you. It's not outside of you. Your ability to go higher is not outside of you. Your ability to live right is not outside of you. Your ability to go further than you ever thought you could go is not outside of you. Doesn't matter who you're dating, who you're with, it's inside of you. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is He that is in me than any circumstance or any problem. And it's greater is He, is God. It's the power that is working inside of you. And how is this power, Hector, working inside of you? Through salvation and belief. The power only works inside of you through salvation, your acceptance of Christ, and your believing. The power is only working in you and working in me through salvation and our belief. It's not working because we call the psychic friend. You can call the psychic friend. You go ahead on and you dial that number. but the power will not be working in you. It's not working. It's not working because of who you know. You go ahead on and you keep sucking up and trying to get people to like you, but I'm telling you, the power is not working because of that. It's not working because of how you do your hair and the suit you wear. And the power is working onto you, and the power is working onto me and inside of us because of salvation and our belief. What do you believe? Do you believe that you're going to make it? Do you believe that God is with you? Do you believe that you're going to prosper? Do you believe that you will see the end of what God is trying to do in your life? Do you believe that you will be healed? Do you believe that God can make a difference? Do you believe that God can help you? Whatever you believe, it's your belief and your salvation that is working the power within you. Romans 1 and 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power unto God, unto salvation, to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. It is the power unto God. It's the power of salvation. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Grab on to this gospel. Grab on to this word. Believe this word. I don't care if you're 8 or 80. Grab hold of this word, and watch God work in your life. Watch God move. He'll do it exceedingly and abundantly above. In other words, the power of God is manifested in your life and in my life when you believe in the gospel of Christ, that Jesus Christ died for your sins. We hear that so much that we don't even believe it. We come to church and we're condemned, and we were talking about that in new members class today. I encouraged the new members. I said, look, when I'm preaching or when I'm sharing the gospel, don't get offended. Don't get offended, because Christ has already died for your sins. We believe that what we did 2 years ago and 10 years ago and what has occurred in our life and the issues and the problems that continue to consume us, Christ has died for our sins. So there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, but you have to believe it. If you don't believe it, you'll stay away from church. If you don't believe it, you'll get offended by the preacher. If you don't believe it, you'll live in condemnation. If you don't believe that you have been forgiven, you'll continue to walk around in shame of something that you did or something that was done to you for no reason at all. Believe it and receive it, that God is with you, and that through Christ we can have life and life more abundantly. If you believe that the power of God is working in you, God can do exceedingly and abundantly above in your life. Who believes it? Put your hands together. If you believe it, if you sure enough believe it, you need God to work in your life. You tried it on your own. You're coming to the end of your rope, and now you need God. And I'm telling you here today, in this suit that is sweating, I'm telling you, I'm sweating, I'm hot, but I'm telling you, God can do it. I'm a witness. Amen? Amen. I'll tell you the testimony in a few months. Amen. You know, if you have trouble in your marriage, I want to talk about, I don't know why God keeps dropping the marriage thing in my spirit. Man, we're good, sweetie. We had a good date. Amen. Amen. We had a good date. Everything is good. If you have trouble in your marriage, through the power of God that is working in you, God is able to supernaturally, you understand that? Supernaturally bring joy, love, and understanding in your marriage. Above the natural. Everything in the natural says you should be getting a divorce. Everything in the natural says you're not going to make it. Everything in the natural says romance is done. But God has a way of supernaturally infusing romance and love and understanding and joy and causing you to come together supernaturally, able, exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. If you are confused concerning your purpose, through the power of God, He's able to supernaturally give you direction. If you are struggling with an addiction, God is able to supernaturally break that addiction. If you're sick within your body, God is able to supernaturally bring healing. Supernaturally, it's not natural. It's above the natural. The doctor said you're not going to make it, but supernaturally God is infusing healing into your life. Or if you are struggling with obesity, Lord have mercy. God is able to help you. He's able to help you. Lord, when I start talking about obesity, people are like, get back on sin. Talk about fornication, but please don't talk about obesity. But when you are able to believe, if you're obese, he's able to supernaturally help you. Discipline yourself. You hear that? Discipline yourself and exercise and eat healthy so you can lose weight. He's able to help you discipline. You've tried everything else. You've tried Weight Watchers. Well, nothing wrong with Weight Watchers. You've tried Jenny Craig. Nothing wrong with Jenny Craig. You tried that electronic belt that goes around. Something's wrong with that. You can't use that. You must exercise and eat healthy. There's no condemnation. This is what we preach at It Is Well Living Church. We preach health and wellness and fitness. You can do it. God will supernaturally help you. He will supernaturally help you discipline yourself and exercise and eat healthy. So you can. I can hear someone saying, get off of that, turn the page. But you and I must believe. And not only believe, but we must not fear or be afraid and press our way towards God so we can lose the weight of our issues through a divine resolution. Do you understand that? So we can lose the weight. That's what we've been talking about this series, losing some weight. Losing some weight. And not just physical weight, spiritual weight. Losing the weight of shame. Something happened to you long ago and you're ashamed of it. You can lose that weight through God. Losing the weight of fear. You're afraid to go forward. You think that the roof is going to fall on you and everything is going to cave in. But you can lose the weight of fear. You can lose some weight today. Now we're talking about losing the weight of your issues, the resolution of your issues. It's not magic. Lord have mercy, it's not magic. Don't think that it's magic. It's not magic, it's supernatural. Some of our issues, I want you to hear me. Some of our issues are caused by events that have broken our spirit. And the weight of that issue can be removed by renewing your mind, a new way of thinking. It's not easy, but God can do it. You know, my wife and I, since we're talking about marriage, sweetheart, that's a little issue that you have. And one of the things that my wife and I, we had an issue with in our marriage was that she was raised by all women. I mean, strong women. Strong women. And all of the men that came into the house, when they had family events, the men would be sitting in the corner like this. And here I am with my preaching self walking in, saying, "What's going on?" And I could hear them whispering, "You have to get him under control. He's just out of control. If you don't do it, I'm going to do it." And she was raised in this environment. And nothing wrong with strong women. We adore strong women. Women need to be strong. I absolutely believe in a strong woman. I believe in a woman taking charge. I believe in a woman working and going to school and making money and doing the things that God is calling her to do. I believe in women preachers. I believe in women deacons and serve. I believe in the power and the strength of a strong woman. Never let anybody take that from you, my daughters in the faith. Never be subservient to a man that cannot honor your strength, cannot handle your strength and your power. God calls you to be strong. Amen? Amen? I honor that. But my wife was too strong. Amen. She was. And the issue that we had and we needed God to supernaturally help us with was for me to understand how she was raised and for her to understand how I was raised. Now, I was raised in a household where I saw my father doing everything. He did everything. He made all the decisions. Now, you know, when that comes together, there's an issue. Issue. But by renewing our mind, husbands love your wives. Wives respect your husbands and come together. We're able to be together and God has resolved that issue supernaturally. It took supernatural impartation to handle and resolve that issue. Supernatural. This is what our families are facing. This is why people are getting divorced for the stupidest things in the world. He doesn't listen. She doesn't listen. She spent my credit cards. He spent my money. Stupid stuff getting divorced. The romance is gone. Of course the romance is gone. But it can come back. It can come back. There's a resolution to your issues. I'm going to move on. Amen. Amen. There's a resolution to your issues, and it comes by renewing your mind, a new way of thinking, the mind of Christ. Ephesians 4, 22 and 24, that you put off concerning your former conduct. You hear that? Put off concerning your former conduct, the way you were before you received the revelation of God, before you heard this word today. Put off that former conduct, the way that you act, the type of men that you look for, the type of women that you look for. Put off that conduct, the way that you talk. I'm broke. I don't have enough. Put off your former conduct. I can't exercise. I can't do it. Put off your former conduct. The old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Lord have mercy, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may put on the new man. When you're in Christ, when you come to church, you put on the new man. You put on the new man. You become a new man. You become strong in who you are. You put on a new woman. You put on the new man. And you walk out this door new, refreshed, restored, redeemed, because you just heard the word of the Lord today. You put on the new man. The new man, which was created according to God. This new man, this new woman was created according to God. It wasn't created because of what happened to you or the way you were raised or the way I was raised. This new man and this new woman was created according to God. That's why people hate on you, because they don't understand that God is changing you. God is making you. God is lifting you up. God is working in your life. He's renewing your mind, causing you to think and to move differently in true righteousness and holiness. I want you to hear this, and we're gonna have to pick this up next week. But I have 3 points to lose the issues of your weight. You're going to lose the weight of your issues. One, you have to press your way towards God. You have to touch God, and then you have to tell the whole truth. Lord have mercy. 3 points. We're gonna press your way towards. Oh, they're up there. Press your way towards God. Towards God. Press your way towards God, touch God, and tell the whole truth. If you want to get rid of your issues and a resolution to your issues through God, whatever your issue is, press your way towards God, touch God, and tell Him the whole truth. You know you can tell God the whole truth. The whole truth. The whole truth. Everyone has issues, and God can resolve our issues if we believe and press our way towards God. It will not be easy. Listen to me, it will not be easy. The kids will be playing in the back. Your car will break down. Issues will occur. Your money will seem funny. You'll get other opportunities to do other things, but you have to press. You may feel not getting up in the morning, but you have to press. You have to press your way towards God if you want to resolve the issues in your life. People from your past will just pop up. They'll just pop up. Somebody who you used to date 20 years ago, just pop on up. Somebody will just pop up and just come out the blue and try to keep you from pressing your way towards God. They'll try to hinder your forward progression. Let me tell you this, and we're moving on. Anyone, young ladies, hear me. Elijah, hear me. My brother, hear me. Anyone that tries to hinder your forward progression in life, that is your enemy. Do you understand that? Anyone that tries to hinder your forward progression in life, you're going to school, you're getting a new job, you're buying a home, trying to elevate your mind, to think differently, to think out the box, to do things in another way. Anyone who tries to limit your forward progression, you can't do that. You can't go there. What do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? You think you're all that. Anyone that tries to hinder your forward progression in life, they are your enemy. Praise the Lord. People from your past will pop up and try to hinder your forward progression in God when you make a decision to press your way in God. Here we go. We're going to get to the text and we're moving on. The woman in Mark chapter 5, 25 through 34. Can you put that on the screen, Yvette? Had an issue that could not be resolved. And she had this issue for 12 years. And nobody could help her, not even the physicians. Are you there with me in the text? Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34. And we are about to leave. Her issue was an issue of blood. Your issue may be an issue of something else, but her issue was an issue of blood. In other words, she had blood flowing from her body that could not stop. That was her issue. We all have some kind of issue. Sometimes we can see the issues. You ever see someone and you can just see their issue? They have an issue. He had an issue. She has an issue. But there are some of us, our issues are not apparent. We can't see all of our issues. This woman had an issue that you could not see. She had an issue of blood. And it was flowing and it could not stop. And her blood issue was symbolic of life, of a life issue. You understand that? Her blood issue was symbolic of a life issue. Or an issue so powerful that it affects the very core of your life. When you have a blood issue, a problem with your blood, it will affect the very essence of your life, because blood is essential to the component, is a essential component to life or to the human body. Just like when you have an issue, Lord have mercy, with your marriage. Lord, just like we have an issue with marriage is vital to the progression of the human race. Do you understand that? Marriage is vital. It's vital to the progression of the human race. It is a holy and sacred institution. We get our identity from marriage, good or bad. We get our identity from marriage, is good or bad. Unless you realize who you are in Christ, you will be controlled by the marital experiences of your parents. Do you understand that? Unless you get renewed in your mind, however you were raised, you will be controlled by that for the rest of your life. I talk to my son the exact way my father talked to me? For no apparent reason. He'll come in the room and I'll say, "Boy, what do you want? What are you doing in here?" That's the way my father used to. And then I have to catch myself and say, come on in here, son. And my father didn't mean any harm. That's how his father talked to him. Well, that's how he saw people talk to him when he was growing up. So our marital issues are vital to our forward progression in life. The same thing that you saw growing up and in your household, that is shaping who you are now. Do you understand that? If your mother didn't cook, you won't cook. If your father didn't work, you won't work. Issues. And this woman had an issue that was vital to her life. Financial issues are vital to life. Health issues. And this woman's blood issue was not just symbolic of a health issue, but a life issue. And when you need a breakthrough from God, you must go after God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Oh, soul, please stand with me. Let me just say this plainly. We all have issues. And our issues are keeping us from going further in life. That can't be. Before I came to Christ, my issues used to keep me from going forward. I wasn't able to get it together. You know you have an issue when the same thing keeps making you stumble. The same thing. You have an anger issue. You curse everybody out. It keeps you from going forward. One day you're going to curse out somebody that's going to try to promote you. And you're going to curse them out and blow an opportunity. When you have an issue, self-sabotage is an issue. You sabotage yourself. Every time you're about to go higher or go forward in life, you sabotage yourself. You get in a bad relationship, or you get around the wrong people, or something occurs.
Just when you're about to break out in financial freedom, your money issue pops up. Something happens. There are people who are hypochondriacs, they're always sick. Issues. Whatever the issue. I had my issues. But it wasn't until I pressed towards God. I pressed towards Him with all my heart and soul. And I was 25. I pressed towards Him. And then it wasn't until I received a touch from Him. I'm not talking about just coming to church. I'm talking about really being touched by God. Where you know that He's directing and ordering your steps. Where you know that He's calling you away from certain things. Where you know that He is directing you and giving you wisdom, imparting wisdom to you so you can go higher and do more than you ever thought you could do. I remember the foolishness I used to do. Just nonsense. But when I got a touch from God, I mean really touched by God, my issues began to fall off. The third point, tell Christ the entire truth. That's our relationship with Christ. You can tell Him everything. What happened to you. You can tell Him how it happened. You can explain it in detail. Get it out. Just sister, get it out. Get it out. Yeah. Tell Him the entire truth. Yeah. If you read that text, you'll see that's exactly what the woman with the issue with blood did. She pressed away toward God. And then she touched Him. She reached out for Him. You got to reach out for God. You can't just sit back and wait for Him to come to you. You have to be actively reaching out for God. If you want the blessings of God, if you want the issues to be resolved, you have to pursue God. Yeah. Pursue Him. And then you have to tell Him the truth. He knows anyway. God, I'm a liar. God, that thing happened to me when I was a 3-year-old kid. I remember it, God. Help me erase my memory. Help me erase my. Lord, I gave my all to that God. You said that You sent Him. My life has been, I've been the same since I dated. My life is ruined. I need You to restore my life. The Bible says that she told Jesus the whole truth, that I have this issue. Tell God your issue. Tell Him your issue. Don't try to front anymore. Don't try to hide it. Don't tell Him. He knows. Tell him.
The Bible says that when she told him the issue, Lord have mercy. This is what He said to her, and we're leaving this place. And He looked around to see her who had done this thing, and the woman, verse 32, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before Him and told Him the whole truth. You know, sometimes you just got to fall down before God and humble yourself. I know everybody wants you to hold it together. I know you're strong. But sometimes you just got to fall down and just cry. Lord, I wish y'all could know the times I just fell down before the Lord and just cried about, I can't go through this anymore. I need You to help me with my issues. I'm tired. And she fell down trembling before Him and told the whole truth. And look at what Jesus said. Now Jesus wasn't a church person. He wasn't a church member. He was a kingdom person. The kingdom of God. Listen to what he said. He said, daughter, your faith has made you well. He said, your faith has made you well. He didn't condemn her. He didn't say, oh, you need to be washed. You need to be purified. You need to repent. You need to get it together. You need to do this and do that. No! He said, your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. And then he said, go in peace. Go in peace. And be healed of your issue. Lord have mercy. Go in peace.
Stop condemning yourself. Go in peace. Stop being ashamed. Go in peace. Stop letting them call you names. Go in peace. Stop letting them bring up your past. Go in peace. Be healed of your issue. I want you to come forward now, those who need a touch from God. You have an issue, you need a touch from God, you need God to resolve you of your issue. You don't have to get on this mic and tell us your issue, you can tell us after he resolved it, but you have an issue, you have an anger issue, you have a marital issue, you have a financial issue, you have an attitude issue, you have an emotional issue, you have an issue with, we have issues, and we need a resolution. And you came here today from wherever you came from to be fully resolved of your issue. To be fully resolved of your issue. Fully resolved of your issue. You're going to leave it here and never pick it up again. You may still act up every now and then, but that, we're human. Your issue is not going to hold you back. You know, I had my carpets cleaned this week. And I've been having issues with the men in the church. You know, God has called me to men, to help men. You're going to see a lot of men in this church. That's what I'm called to. Why it's called. It's going to all come together. Yeah, it's going to all come together. And whenever you're called to do something, the devil will try to mess it up. And so I prayed. I said, God, you know, you called me to help men, to help them. Tell them what I went through so they can resolve it and go through it. You help you. I said, well, so he sent two Stanley Steamer carpet men. Wow. No doubt. Yeah, they came out. So I was walking downstairs and one of them just rolled up on me. He said, you a pastor? I said, yeah. He just started telling me the whole truth. Telling me all his issues. And then the other one started. And I went down high. Sat down, we were talking. Issues. We all have issues. These two thugged out men sitting there crying, God had led them to this house so they can resolve their issues. Yeah. God can do it. God can do it. So today we're going to pray. We're not going to prolong this. God is going to move. Yeah. He's going to move. You can come. If you need to come, you can. It's never too late to come. If you need to come. If God is telling you, I'm not telling you. God is telling you. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise. Please close your eyes. Every eye closed. Father, we thank you, Lord, for helping us to resolve our issues, Lord. Yeah. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your power and your might. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. Our issues. We're tired of allowing our issues to keep us from going forward, from keeping us from experiencing love, peace, and joy. Our issues, Lord, are causing us to stumble, to not be who we authentically are in you. We are men of God, women of God. We are people of God, but we have issues. So, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, just as you did with the woman, the issue of blood, who had been all around the world trying to resolve her issue by man, through doctors, any type of worldly means she wanted to resolve her issue. But it was not, Lord have mercy, it was not, because she pressed away to Christ. She pressed away to you, towards you, and received the touch touch, a touch, a touch, a touch, a touch, a touch, that you were able to move mightily. And Lord, as your people stand here today, I ask that they would, right now in this moment, whatever their issue is, that they would tell you. You can whisper it. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them.
I want to make sure I get the words right. I know it, but let me just, I want to say it verbatim. And he said to her daughter, son, spiritual son, man of God, your faith has made you well. The fact that you pressed your way by faith has made you well. Watch the manifestation of it. It'll come, it'll happen. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. In Jesus' name, amen. Go back to your seats, believe in God. While you're moving, while the Spirit is moving, is there one who has not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you are not accepting Christ, if you're not sure of where you are in your relationship with Christ, I ask that you would come. If that's you, you just want to make sure and certain that you're all right, that you're good and good standing with God. The only way to do that is through a relationship with Jesus Christ, accepting Him, confessing Him with your mouth, and believing in your heart that you are saved. If that's you, come now. This is a good time to do that. This is a good time when the church is packed out. You don't want to do it when the church is packed. Come now. Come right now. If you have not accepted Christ, the Spirit of God is calling you forward. I ask that you would come. I ask that you would come. Amen. We never want to rush this. I just want to give you a few moments to come out. I just want to pray for you. I just want to pray. If God is calling you forward and saying, I have something for you, and you know it. You know it. You know it. That's you. I ask that you would come. And start again. Amen. Amen. Please stand with me.
We're about to leave this place. If God is calling you, thank you. God bless you. God, if God is calling you forward and you want to join this church, and you're not a member of this church, I ask that you would come. I would love to be your pastor. If that's you, God is calling you forward and join us, we would love, I would love to be your pastor. Love you to be here. God is doing something great in this world, in church. If that's you, you can just step forward and you can lift your hands. Make sure you get some information and tell you about what it means to be a member of this world church. Amen. 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 Let us prepare for the benediction. And can you play something up there? Thank something. Give thanks. Just play something up here, please. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is. Come on. Clap your hands. Let's praise the Lord.
Your issues are resolved. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to pull you up. Your issues are resolved. It happens in the spirit realm first. It happens in your mind first. It happens in your heart.